Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
All right, we watched them get engaged during the Golden Bachelor wedding. Yes, we're going to ask all the questions about that, but we're also going to celebrate Brady and Christina because they're with us today to talk about where life exists and where it's at now. So welcome to the Almost Famous podcast, the two of you.
Thank you, guys. It feels good.
Thanks for
having me. Last time I was on here, I didn't get to see you on here, so I'm stoked I get to chat with you.
Oh,
too.
That's right. It was a tough one-on-one. He said to me at the Golden Wedding that he was like scared of my interview. And I was like, no. But I was like I was your ultimate supporter throughout the season.
She really was.
Yeah.
When I wasn't, she was. And so like that was the balance here.
Well, maybe we can dive into that.
We are. We're going to dive into it all. We have a lot to talk about today. I'm very excited to finally sit down with you, Braden. Okay. I think we're going to start with that exactly. So one of the things that happens during Paradise that Ashley and I absolutely love is redemption stories, or maybe getting more of the story. Braden, I always get to play golf with Wells as soon as he gets back from Paradise. We always have a golf trip set up and We don't talk a lot of Paradise, but usually I get to ask two questions to him because I don't want to know because we talk about it every, we talk about it every week. So I don't want spoiled, but I said, okay,
yeah.
Is there who's like the top girls? And then what guys did you like the most? Like, that's it. Like, that's really all I care about. And then we'll watch a season. Braden, your name came up on one of the guys he liked the most. And I said, that's wild to me.
That's wild. Ashley has great intuition.
Like, that guy.
Yeah. No, she has great intuition. Braden, I want to ask about watching back your season of The Bachelorette to kick it off here, because we do have some, there wasn't anything like, goodness gracious, this guy doesn't ever deserve to walk on television again. It was confusion for me because it felt like, in a similar way to some of the stories going on Joey's season, there was a lot we didn't see, a lot that didn't make sense, but everybody was mad and then you left. And I was like, something had to have happened here. Braden, watching back that season, can you elaborate a little bit more and maybe just explain yourself on what we didn't see and what changed in Paradise?
Yeah, I honestly think for me, when I was on The Bachelorette, it was what you see is what you get. Like, I didn't change myself around the guys. I didn't change myself from like what I said across the board. And even when I was talking with Charity, it was always the same thing. And so the guys, what I realized is they would say stuff behind closed doors or between, you know, between the guys, and then they would be going and telling Charity a totally different story. And so I think that maybe they thought I wasn't sharing those things with Charity, but I was. And so it kind of caused a little drama there, but I just, honestly, I still don't really know what happened. Like, I thought the guys were all my friends. I mean, the way we were in talking behind closed doors was just one way. And then, you know, when the cameras came out, people just changed. And so for me, I think I'm still confused. I'm right there with you. I really don't know what happened. All I know is one day it was, you know, sunshine and rainbows, and the next day it was just a storm. So Paradise, though, was very different because I think that, you know, you're around both the guys and girls. So it's, you know, you're seeing each other's connections form. You're seeing the conversations happen. Everyone's aware of what's going on. And as long as you're not stepping on each other's toes, it's not really like you're going after the same person. So people aren't trying to come for your neck, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little less secretive around there. You can't hide very much.
No secrets and less competition, I would say. I mean, there wasn't, and even when people were pursuing the same person, it wasn't really competitive the way they were doing it. They were just like,
because of time, I think, because you can always, you have so much time in Paradise.
Yeah. You know, you're going to get to talk to them at some point or another. Yeah. Versus Bachelorette, it's like your time is so dictated by that one moment you get with her. So if someone impedes on your time with her, you're at each other's throat. You're angry.
Yeah.
Now that transitioned us, because we're here today to talk about your relationship and the two of you together. And so you get off of Paradise, and very soon after it, we see an announcement at some point that the two of you are dating, that the two of you are hanging out. Can you give us some details on kind of how that all went about, you know, where, how serious was it right away? Just give us an insight to what we didn't see kind of in the limbo time.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. So Paradise, we had never talked at all. And, you know, contrary to how your take on, you know, seeing him on Charity season, I was like, oh, like, I hope he doesn't end up with anyone outside of Paradise.
Wait, stop there. Tell me more. What about his time during Charity season did you say, I hope he doesn't end up with anybody?
It was his face.
Okay. Yeah, obviously, look at him, you know. Also, he did a lot. Like, there was a lot of similar things. Like, you came up with the shot. Drinks. He didn't watch me on the season until, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, actually. So he didn't know this. And I actually was one of the five on the finale of The Bachelorette the season before. And so on our, like, Zach and I's initial meeting, I did the same thing with like a shot. And so I was like, oh, hey, that guy, you know, copied me. I've got to talk to him about that.
Good opening line.
Yeah.
Right. It should have been. It wasn't. That would have been good. I had a lot of lines. I actually contacted him a couple times via comments that, you know, he didn't respond to until he DM'd me later. So
that's good. I had
time to spit out the lines. So yeah, so there was that moment. There was another moment that he mentioned like Avatar and like seeing someone, and that's just like a silly little thing, but that I like have analogy and like imprinted in my brain. Like, since I watched Avatar in theaters, where I, like, you know, they put the ponytail of the people, like, connect it to the person. It's your, like you see them, is what they say. And like, you're imprinted. And I'm like, he said that in one of the ITMs. And I was like, yes, this guy gets it. So that's just, there's a many things. And yeah, so definitely like an energy I felt just from watching it as a fan. And then once I, you know, I didn't end up going to Paradise. And then when I talked to the girls that I'm friends with, coming out of it, you know, seems to be that he was still single. So that was that. And you want to take it away on your end? You know, we meet up.
Yeah. So
you said how serious, how fast, because it was
after
fast.
After that, we ended up like talking in for maybe like a week or two.
A whole week, maybe.
And I bought a flight out to Tennessee, came out to see her. And within the first day of us talking before the sunset, we were already like, you know, like, hey, like I want to pursue a relationship. I like you. I like the energy you give off.
It was like, we
didn't want to jump into
talking. It sounded like the most like simple, but like straight to the point, because we knew like he was only coming there for a few days. Like then he was going away. And so I feel like we both are, you know, respected and appreciated and saw the potential in the relationship. And then once there was that connection, like for sure in person as well, it was like, I think we both know that things can get messed up, like as far as the long distance, if you're not having that talk at first. And like, wouldn't it be a shame? Like if we, you know, oh, well, I didn't know you weren't dating, or I didn't, but I assumed you were. So like, what? And like, no one technically did anything wrong, but it's just like messy. So I was just like, so happy that we had that conversation before, you know, leaving, but it was still the same day. I picked him up from the airport in a disguise that morning. I like 9 a.m. or something.
Yeah.
And my disguise, because he was under, you know, Paradise hadn't even started yet and under contract, so he can't be seen. And I'm like, it's Nashville, it's a small town. Like, you know, he's pretty hard. People recognize him more than me because of the earrings. And then they want me to take a picture.
He's big. He's tall and he's strong and he's big, got all this hair.
Oh, you think I'm strong, Ben?
I think you're strong. I saw that shirt unbuttoned a couple buttons at the wedding, and I was like, yeah, guy, he lifts weights. he lifts weights. You know what? This makes me laugh, though, because I think I don't have any problem with this. In fact, I think it's very healthy. It's similar to how my wife and I went about our first meeting. Within the evening time of our very first date, we had talked for 2 weeks or 3 weeks before, and we said, hey, this is the real deal. Like, we're going after it. But it's also a little bit, I wonder, and I want you to continue, Christina, but I wonder if it's a little bit of the kind of coming off of the show too, like that you both had this experience on The Bachelor. So acting quicker and saying things and being more intentional with your time, I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
I'd like to jump in there just because I agree with that a lot. I think that The Bachelor really taught me that, you know, if you aren't setting your intentions, if you aren't saying what you want right off the bat, you just like... you end up in this limbo or like, you know, where you're just in the talking phase for so long. And I mean, nowadays, I feel like the talking phase is so common for everybody. Everyone's like, oh yeah, I'm talking to this person.
It's too long. It's like talking and then like, okay, then you're not talking, but you're like. And I'm like, I don't understand it. And so whenever we had the exclusive talk, I was literally like, does that mean this? Because, you know, you live on the other side of the country and I live over here. And like, there's a little bit there, you know, age and like, I don't know what's TikTok saying now. Like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, no. I mean, I've been in talking or situationships, and I just like, I didn't want a situationship. Like, I wanted to know if like, you know, she was interested in like seeing if there was a possibility for a relationship. And for me, I feel like when you're talking to, or when you're dating, I feel like having, you know, there's a phase where people date multiple people and that's fine. But I wanted to make sure she knew that. Yeah. I wanted to make sure she knew that as far as my intentions were is I wanted to put my energy into getting to know her, not getting to know multiple people at once. And so I was like, I put it out there. I was like, hey, like, this is where I'm at. And I don't know if you're there, but I just want to let you know where I'm at so that there's no confusion coming from me. And she was just like, I'm at the same place and I would love to just talk, you know, get to know you and pursue this together. And so it took away a lot of stress that I feel like people on, you know, relationships like right off the bat. And we just got to dive into getting to know each other and didn't waste any time doing it. So it's cool.
And this hasn't been something that like I've been actively thinking about or anything. And we haven't talked about this, but like, you definitely brought up the conversation first. I was just like, yes. Like, I didn't know, because in my head, I'm like, you have an out of jail free card because you can't be like posting me on something because you're under contract because it hasn't aired yet.
And that was a big part of it too.
That was like, awesome.
I was like, I mean, that's a big part of it too. Cause it's like when you have those, you know, relationships and stuff, like you can post in your story, like, oh yeah, I'm on a date with someone. And you know, you could do all that kind of stuff. And like
nowadays it sounds so lame, but like when you've been with situationships and like, and you've been burned before, or like just, you know, how things are kind of confusing with dating now, I feel like, you know, you're going to work, or if I see you post a story and you're at a bar and I kind of see a girl's hand, I'm like, can I ask if that's a girl? Not really. And so it's just, It's confusing. So we did have like a conversation, like we're in kindergarten. We're like, check yes or no.
Aww.
That's sweet.
So cute.
And it led you then to...
I'm like a rose. Do you accept a rose?
Yeah. Actually, when I have a conversation with
that
her...
That would have been hilarious.
And so, no, I brought earrings instead. That's what I did.
Christina, did they not cast you for Paradise?
I was planning on going and then just didn't end up going. So
they really missed out.
Well, you know,
I'm getting a couple.
I can't say that because, you know, where we are right now and who knows how things would have ended up.
That was my follow-up question.
Yeah, we also know there's a mess.
We just explained how we didn't want the mess. I think we like did the perfect thing. What happened was perfect.
I think that's part of it too. Like the show.
There was bound to be mess.
Yeah, the show taught me that when I pursue relationships now regularly, I don't want the drama that came with everything that you experienced while you're on the show.
If you remember, but also a lot of the girls don't love me either. So who knows?
Paradise changes that though. I believe that people see more of a complete version of yourself and I'm assuming it would have been really great for you because the girls would have maybe been at first a little hesitant and then gone as time went on. They would have said, hey, she's really great. Like, you know, we just didn't get to know her as well as what we could have on the show. But I do agree with the two of you. And Ashley, I think, you know, you are a hopeless romantic and you love to watch these couples fall in love, you know, on television. And I agree with you. That's so much fun to watch and then follow up with. But I wonder, because of maybe some of the issues that existed from your times on The Bachelor and Bachelorette, if those would have maybe polluted the ability for you guys to dive into this relationship, because you would have heard too much or you would have assumed some things and not just got to know each other for who you are.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's every time a relationship starts forming, there's always that situation where someone ends up getting pulled on the date. Or someone ends up getting pulled on the conversations, and you know, there's so many factors that get put into it where it's like it's hard to focus. I mean, people are able to find relationships, but it's hard to focus on one on one connection when you're there. So it's crazy.
Ashley, am I wrong here? Where they are like, let's just consider them a Bachelor in Paradise couple because Braden was on it this season.
That's what we asked because like they kept saying, we're like, yeah.
Well, you have a Neil Lane, so.
Look, we need you to check yes or no. Like, are we exclusive or not Paradise? And so they said, yeah.
I don't know. You're not a Bachelor in Paradise couple, but you are a Bachelor couple. Like, you're a franchise couple.
They said Paradise,
And I'd like to say, I mean...
That's why I was like, I don't agree either way. I don't know.
I have to say, one thing I noticed, though, is I think she might be the first person, that, besides, like, the host, to be on, like, every single, like, Bachelorette. Because she went to the Bachelorette finale when she got announced.
Well, besides, like, you know, like, she got
besides the OGs, yeah. But, oops, sorry. I thought I was saying that. Sorry. My bad.
It was an emergency, but he's ignoring it.
But so she was on Bachelorette though for the finale. She was on Bachelor with Zach. She ended up making it to Bachelor in Paradise because at the end they made a snippet of like me and her dating, and then Bachelor wedding. So she ended up being on all.
Well, maybe within like a year for a rookie or something.
That's pretty impressive. You did all right. I mean, and you didn't really have to put in the work.
But... Someone sent him the message, or like someone was talking about that with him, and he said that, and I'm like. I don't fact check that. It doesn't sound, but you know, sure.
I was like, yo,
big fan of the shows.
It's like, dang, you did it all, didn't you?
So he had never watched. He got signed up and had never seen the show before. Like, you knew like kind of the concept, but like, I'm an OG fan, so like, you're sitting here saying that, but I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't Bachelor Pad or Winter Games or anything like that.
Yeah, that's why you and I are seeing it as more of like a Bachelor franchise umbrella couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I like an umbrella couple.
An umbrella couple.
Well, as my point was, you're the only two to work from like Paradise. Like, this is the only couple. This is.
That's why they want to call you a Paradise couple. Yeah.
You were like, you know what? Either way, let's just say, yeah. I'm like, okay.
Exactly.
I've heard rumors through the rumor mill that there might be other couples that might have been working out.
You heard it here first, mate.
What? Yeah, I'm not going to say.
You mean couples that are currently working it out once they've already broken up?
We'll figure it out. We'll dive deep on this info.
But yeah, that might be something I heard.
Thanks. Grapevine. Thanks for having us look out for that.
Yeah.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. So this is a little bit off topic, but I'm just dying to ask.
You know,
ask,
well, it's
because
just us here, and you know, we won't
let you. I feel safe from you guys. I know you guys won't tell anyone.
You're like the umbrella company. Get it?
Yeah, we're fine.
Guys, it's so sweet of you. So you were in like this crazy accident, Brayden, and it was like a sinking ship, and you were in the middle of telling me the story during the golden wedding, and I didn't get to hear the rest of it, and everybody needs to hear it in detail, because all we did was get like a little blip, a little headline.
I went to like be shouting with the music over it, and then I almost died.
Like, you did, like, you truly almost died. And Christina, were you around for you were dating him at the moment? So tell us about this whole experience emotionally.
Yeah, so I'll let him run through it, but yeah, so as far as my side though, we were definitely like dating together, whatever, but you know, we're going to get to the point at the end where I got a boyfriend officially that day. That's when we, you know, there was a lot of things come to, you know.
Yeah, basically me and Aaron, one of the guys from my season, we went out and he bought a boat, and it was my dad, my uncle, him, and then one of our other buddies that we go surfing with a lot. And we went out to go deep sea fishing. We checked the boat. It was a brand new boat, got a 30-point inspection done. Everything was great. The ride out there was amazing. I felt like a pirate. I was hanging off the side of the ship. Like, it was best day.
Earrings.
Yeah, best day ever. I mean, it was literally just an amazing start to a day. And we were out there for about 3 hours, you know, just dropping lines in. And all of a sudden, like, Aaron had to go to the back of the boat to lift up the offboard engine because the line that my buddy cast started, like, drifting underneath. As soon as he stepped on the swim deck to lift the offboard engine, the boat just started taking on water. And the boat just, like, shot up.
Is this the maiden voyage, like Titanic? Like, what is this?
That's how I describe it. Like, when he says it, like, okay, it went like that. It was like how the Titanic, you know, you see
went,
that picture.
Like, vertical.
But just imagine, yeah, instead of like a 100-foot boat, it was 26.
The water was cold, but there was
It wasn't the maiden voyage of this boat, right?
No, not the maiden voyage. Because this boat, we took it out like a week or two before to make sure everything worked. Because, I mean, we wanted to be safe, you know? We're like, oh, we want to make sure the boat works and there's nothing wrong with it. We'll just go through the harbor and go on a cruise. And
I mean, Aaron's a firefighter. You had, Army nurse, like the, who else?
We had medical,
it was early morning, like no drinking. Like, it was not.
No, we were like,
it
wasn't like we were going crazy or anything like that. We were just going for a fishing trip. And literally this boat just shot up. And within like 45 seconds, I got launched off the boat. My uncle got the center console to the head. My dad was able to grab my vest. Like, we were just like cast into the middle of the ocean, 17 miles offshore.
See, that's like the most mind-boggling thing about this. 17 miles off the shore. Did you have any boats in sight even?
No, it was literally just open water. I mean, you could see like the tops of the mountains, like the shadow of the mountains in the distance of where we needed to be, but everything, it was just empty. And it's such an eerie feeling when you're out there. I mean, we're surrounded by things all the time. We're surrounded by noise. We're surrounded by people passing us. Like, even in your house, you hear cars driving by and, you know, but when we were out there, it was the most eerie feeling because there was just this stillness and this calmness in this most stressful, just chaotic experience I've ever had in my life. And
as you watch the boat actually go under completely.
Yeah. And at the time too, like, we started panicking. So like the nose of the boat, hung out for a second as like water was filling the hole, I'm sure. But, you know, we were trying to see if we could like pull the boat out of the water for some, like, I don't know if I thought I was working out in the gym enough, like Ben was saying, or not. I was like, oh, I'm gonna pull this thing out. It's gonna be great. You know, my muscles finally come in handy.
Yeah.
But no, there's no pulling that boat out of the water. And in fact, like when I did that, I actually got wrapped in the fishing line, you know, when we decided to try to do that. And as the boat kept going down, I started getting pulled down with the boat. And by the great, like my dad, he actually bought like a pocket knife. I still have the pocket knife. I carry it with me everywhere now. He had this pocket knife he literally bought the night before just in case he had to cut line or anything like that. And so when I'm getting tangled in line, it was like a movie situation, you know, where like you're going underwater, you're bobbing up, you're like, you know, and yeah, he actually was able to cut me free. And I mean, you can kind of see the scar on my arm a little bit. It like goes down like that. But he actually cut me while he was cutting the line off me. But still, it was like, you know, saved my life. So I was bleeding. Now I'm in the open water. Boat's underwater. Didn't get in distress.
No, shark attack.
Yeah, I'm bleeding in open water. And now we're like.
Stopped there because there's a lot of activity on the fish finders.
So yeah. Like, and that was the thing too. Like, we stopped at this spot because we were looking for fish and the fish finder was going off. Like, there was some big fish underneath. So we're like, oh, this is a great spot to stop. And now I'm bleeding and we have to paddle back to shore. And so we just start kicking. And it was my dad, my uncle and me, we locked arms and we were kicking. And then Aaron was using one of the ice chests we had as like a kicking board. And then my buddy Gavin was using the other ice chest we had as a kicking board. And so now we're just like moving as a group, moving towards the shore. And as we're going, it was just, I mean, you have so many thoughts in that time. You're in the water for 3.5 hours. It was just, I thought I was dead for 3.5 hours.
No, 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
To the Coast Guard. How did you even like contact the Coast Guard? Like what, how'd that go down?
Coast Guard wasn't even coming. Like there was no contacting anybody. I mean, no distress signal got out. We were just out of luck. I mean, it was one of the crazy, and that was the reason I knew I was going to die. Like if we got a Coast Guard out, like a call out or something like that, it might've given me like a sense of hope, but there was none of that. Like we weren't able to get to the radio. And I mean, I still hear the sound of the boat because once the boat started taking on water, it started letting out sound. And I was in my head, I'm like, oh, is that a distress signal? But I knew it wasn't a distress signal because the boat didn't have that. And so it was just the sound of the boat, like the computer failing and stuff like that. And so it was the most bizarre experience ever. And so now we're kicking towards shore, no distress signal, no one's coming for us, nobody around. And I start seeing Aaron start shaking because he's cold. Gavin starts shaking because he's cold. I'm locked arms with my dad and my uncle, so I'm like keeping a little bit of warmth with me. But I mean, I'm in just my underwear because I like just dropped all my clothes off because my clothes were just dragging me down. And so now we're kicking towards shore, and the Pacific Ocean's not warm. Like it's no. pretty chilly. It was like, it was probably around like 65 that day in the water, which is not the coldest it is, but it's like, you know, it was a decently warm day, at least with 65.
In there that long, your body temperature starts to get the same.
Your body temperature just is like, it's being pulled from you because the water's so cold. And so we saw like a couple shadows of sailboats in the distance, but like they would just come into view and then they would just disappear again. And so we're like, no one's seeing us. So like, we're going to die. And then all of a sudden, like we're kicking, and my buddy Gavin like gets shot up above like one of the waves because we're in like a 4 foot wind swell, so we're going up, down, up, down, up, down.
This is the ultimate nightmare.
Yeah, and he's like, guys, I think I see a boat. And I'm like, at this point, we'd already seen like the shadows of boats passing by. I'm like,
you like heard a helicopter.
Oh yeah, I mean, your brain starts playing games with you. You think every sound is something, and you look around, you're hopeful, and then it's just like it's 3 hours of that where it's like you're like paddling, your head's in the water, and then all of a sudden you think you hear something, you look up, and there's nothing, and it's like, and now all of a sudden Gavin is going, he's like, guys, I see a boat. I'm like, shut. And I remember I just told him, I was like, bro, shut the hell. Like, I mean, you know, I don't want to say anything on the podcast, but I basically told him shut up because I was like, dude, like stop telling me that something. There because nothing's there. And then Aaron goes, he's like, no, I see it too. And then like me and like my dad and my uncle and I, we just kept kicking, and they're like, wait, no, I think it's coming towards us. And we just kept kicking because we're like, no, like they're hallucinating, like this can't be real. And then all of a sudden I just heard like the sound of like the boat moving in the water, like because my head was underwater, so I could hear like the sound of the engine like going. And like I finally looked up and I just see the boat coming, and it was just like I just started crying. I was just like kind of like, I'm not gonna die. I was like, you know. And and so the boat finally came up, we climbed in, and it was funny, the ice chest starts drifting off, and my uncle like goes, yeah, it was like an igloo ice chest, and my uncle climbs to the top of the boat. It's like, Wilson, no, like, you know, like Castaway.
The fact that he had a sense of humor too.
Oh, I was just like, I just told him, I was like, F you, bro. Like, we saw us died and you want to crack jokes right away. But so we ended up, these guys ended up finding us.
They rolled up and they're like, we were looking for a school fish and we found a school man. Look at this.
Yeah. And they were crack ups too, but it was wild. Their story of how they ended up there, like they were running late that day. They weren't sure if they were going to come out at all. But they ended up running late, dropping the kids off at school. And then they're like, oh, we'll just go out for like 30, 45 minutes just to go on a ride. And when they came out, they just saw the reflection of like the igloo in the water. And
or his earrings.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. And then
I hope it was the earrings. It all makes sense now.
And then they decided to come check it out, and they saw us in there, and they was like, hey, can we ride? And they're like, yeah. And the thing that was crazy about it,
took them like a long time to get there from seeing it, right?
Oh yeah, no, I mean, the thing that was the most bizarre about it is once we got on the boat, it was still like over an hour and a half boat ride back to shore. So I mean, there was, and you're going fast in the water. And so I mean, we wouldn't have,
you guys have made it a mile, right?
We made it at 3/4 of a mile. We looked at it. So by the time that we were in the water in 3.5 hours, we made it 3/4 of a mile. Because it was like we're fighting against the current, we're fighting against the wind swell. Like it was just like it was insane. And so when they picked us up, they called the Coast Guard and they're like, hey, we found some people. Are you guys looking for anyone? And they're like, no, what do you mean? And they're like, oh, well, we found 5 guys in the water. And so as we were pulling into the harbor, they just pulled up on us and like, hey, you guys okay? And then they're like, wait, you're the guys from The Bachelor, aren't you? And I'm like, bro, shut up, man. Yeah. And so
that was even before Paradise was airing
too. Yeah. And so, yeah. So we were saying, I mean, it was crazy. I mean, that day, it's still hard because it's like, it still messes with my head a little bit. I mean, it was only what, like 4 months ago now?
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, it's still like, it's still different. Like when you're talking about this whole like social anxiety, Ben, it's like, it's bizarre. I now have like a sense of social anxiety now, and I don't know where, I don't know. I mean, I know where it comes from, but I don't know.
PTSD, actually.
Yeah.
Or like, so, hearing that distress call like on the movie the other day.
Oh yeah, I heard there was a distress call in the movie the other day. Sent me into like a spin. I was just like, I just started panic. I just like, my body just started, and it's so weird. Panic attacks are weird, but yeah.
Christina, he asked you to be his girlfriend that day as soon as he got back to land.
So all that happens. You know, we were exclusive very much, but like, you know, I didn't have his location, so I didn't know, you know.
Yeah, now you're like, we're finding my friends on you.
Oh, that was immediately. I'm like, yes, I'll be your girlfriend, but I need you to send him a location right now. It's not for why you think. No, but yeah, so he didn't have a phone, you know, the boat and everything and all of everything they had is down at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah. So they, you know, he got back and
$6,000 worth of camera equipment. Cause I had like my nice camera out there, my drone, my GoPro, like my camera back. I had everything out there, but
oh, it's way deep. How deep was it?
It was 373 feet.
We're not going to find, we're not finding that.
Cause the Coast Guard went back out and checked how deep it was, but yeah.
Gosh. Okay. That's terrifying. But yeah, so I get a phone call. Well, I get a message from his dad on Instagram and like just a, like a request. And I happened to have seen it. And it, like, he was like, hey, you know, it's Braden's dad, which we had, you know, met on, you know, via FaceTime and stuff already, but like a selfie of the two of them in the car. And they're both like, just like looking at, like, they didn't look happy or sad, but I was just like, okay. Like he was like, you know, call me, you know, the number. And so, or yeah, yeah,
call this
what, or what's my number or whatever. Yeah, no, he was, oh, like, said, what's your number? So I sent the number and then got a phone call, and that's when you were outside of like what, the T-Mobile or wherever it was. You're like, I don't have a phone. But the first call he made, he found like a random phone to call me off of, and then is telling me real quick, like, and I was like working out in my like garage, and I had Blakely, my daughter, like with me around, and she was in there, and like she's running back and forth asking me things. I'm like, just hold everybody, what's going on, what's happening? Because he was telling me, I guess your dad kind of gave me a little spark notes, but then you grabbed the phone and I was like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean? And then you were telling me everything and you babbled out kind of not all the details, but like the boat sick and I was here and all that. And did you get, oh, he had sent me an edible arrangements that day. He's like, but how was that? How was your teacher conference? I'm like, no, that's not what we're talking about. And you're like, oh yeah. And also, you know, the thing, like he had said, well, you said this part. Yeah. Yeah. That's weird for me to say about myself. And he loves me.
I just told her, I was in the water for 3.5 hours. Like, I thought I was going to die. It put a lot of things in perspective for me. And I just, one thing I regretted is not telling you that I loved you when I was out there. And I know it might be fast. I know it might be rushing.
And then I cut him off there and I was like, no, I love you too. And so I feel like, you know, we were both thinking that, but I feel like we were still sticking to like the, you know, bachelor kind of timeline. Like it wasn't really like that we had waited all that long, but we, you know, it's long distance. So that's something you probably want to say in person. And so, you know, I was planning on
doing the whole, oh, you'd be my girlfriend thing. Cause I was supposed to go out there like the following like week for her birthday or no, something in 2 weeks for your birthday. Yeah. And so it was like, that's what I was planning on doing it. I want to do something cute. Yeah, it would have been the 18th. Yeah.
But we were like, well, we haven't planned anything certain, but like, yeah, no, I ended up being like, I'm coming there right now. Like, you know, obviously, like, I don't care. Like, if you get a chance to see me for a second, that's fine. I'll drive wherever, but like, I'm going there. This is, yeah.
Somehow you found a way, even without being on Paradise and not being on television, to have the most dramatic "I first love you" scenario that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I mean, that is a story to share forever. You keep the drama alive. Well, that is one of the most incredible stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I think there is, first off, Braden, like, there's so many people listening, and Ashley and myself included, that understand kind of where this, like, the panic and anxiety. We don't understand, but we hear you. And we hope that maybe, I don't know if it gets better. I don't know enough to say, hey, that will go away, or time will heal all, or if that's going to
just... Can you ever go on a cruise again?
I've been on boats since. I did go on a boat again with her and Blakely.
Our launch that we made, like, announcing our relationship, we were on a boat, but, you know, my best friend had planned it for my birthday that me and Blakely went out there to see him in San Diego. And it was like, what's it called? The boat called?
I don't know.
The kind where it's a tour. Where it's like
catamaran.
And she would called him and asked him, like, is that going to be okay? It was so sweet of her to like think of that. And you're like, no, it's fine. I can do this. But you had been like surfing and stuff since. Yeah. So like,
I mean, it's not even boats that scare me. It's just like, it's
the concept.
It's I think it's just the
boat sink, not float.
It's not even that. Yeah, the normalcy bias of what it means to like think that something's gonna be fine and it's like totally not fine. And I've always been like laid back guy when it comes to like going to situations like, oh, it'll all work out. And now it's like, I feel like I'm a little bit hesitant prepared to think they're gonna work out. So I need to be like fully prepared. I need to know what's gonna happen, or it's like, you know. And so that's why I think social settings mess me up, because I'm like, anything could happen.
Yeah.
Or like,
I hear you. I mean, and like I said, it's totally fair. And that is a wild story that we didn't get the full version of. Cause I remember watching like a news clip from it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I heard about it for the first time, and it really didn't give a lot of detail to what happened and why it happened.
Paradise, they mentioned it on the slide.
Yes, like, could that have been it?
Brandon Ingram has died. And there was like, and Brandon's in a relationship. And everyone's like, what?
Yeah, I mean, it needs more weight, and I'm glad you shared that story because it needs to hold its space. Like, that is a very important story in your life. And then also leading to this incredible moment where you're on the water for 3.5 hours and you maybe not realized it then, but you got the confidence or you felt the urgency to tell Christina you loved her. Well, that transitions us, though, into a moment that a lot of people watched. I think 11 million people, in fact, watched it.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
You got engaged at the Golden Wedding, which was very special for the two of you, but controversial in a lot of ways too. I'm sure you were aware, I guess, of this people saying, hey, you're taking the moment from Gary and Teresa, and how would you do that there? I want to give you two, especially you, Braden, because you knew about it. I'm hoping before that day happened.
I did.
kind of why you chose that moment. Ashley and I did stick up for you here and say, hey, there's a lot of reasons why you would do it here. And yes, this whole world is weird and this whole world never makes sense. But this makes sense when you talk about The Bachelor. But I want you to tell us how you decided that moment was the right moment. And then also maybe respond to some of the critics that say, hey, you took the moment from Gary and Teresa.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone's going to have an opinion. I mean, it's the way the world works. And a lot of times people like to have more of the negative opinions than positive opinions because they're more fun. But for me, the biggest reason why I ended up deciding that was the moment in which I wanted to do it in is, I mean, first I did talk to Gary and Teresa. I mean, I would like to put that out there. I called Gary and talked to him on the phone. I got permission from him. He talked to Teresa. Teresa loved the idea of it.
And Teresa, also, people probably don't know, like, you and Gary are friends and like text all the time. And like, they
actually talk.
He was one of the first people. Oh, really? One of the first people he told, like, that we were together.
Yeah. So at the premiere of Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, at that premiere party, me and Gary, like, we were talking and like just about this and that, and he's like, oh, like, you know, how's dating outside of it? And I'm like, well, actually, like, I'm actually dating someone from a previous show. And I was like, and I showed him a picture of Christina, and I was like, yeah, me and her actually
FaceTimed and stuff.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the thing was, is it's like, I mean, Gary was a part of it. I mean, the thing with Bachelor is a part of me and Christina being together too. I mean, I would have never met her without being on the show. And so with those factors, like, you know, with those factors considered, it's like, I mean, why would, if I had the opportunity to, if everyone was okay with it, why wouldn't I want to use something that was so monumental in me and her getting to know each other and getting to meet as an opportunity to go and do it? And I mean, that's honestly at the end of the day why I did it. I mean, Bachelor, it was a big thing for her. My experience on The Bachelor was a big thing for me. I think it both, you know, changed us in certain ways and has played a big role, like I said, in just us, you know, growing in our relationship and, you know, going about it the way we have. And so that's honestly why I did it. I mean, and it was, I don't regret it. I'm so grateful that I did it, and I'm living happy now. And I mean, I'm blessed to be able to have it. And so people can hate on it. That's their right. I mean, they could be upset about it, but I'm not upset about it. And it doesn't really bother me that they're upset.
It didn't feel weird to me whatsoever watching it. I didn't even think twice until people brought it up that it was an inopportune moment. Bachelor world is so much different. And free ring. You gotta get the free ring if it's offered.
Okay. We talked about it before, and I was like, hey, like, I'm not busy at all. Like, don't, like, if you ever wanna, like, you know, maybe do that, like, propose or something, like, don't worry about, like, a ring or anything. I was like, I've always thought it would be cool to, like, go on a hike or, like, somewhere and find a really cool stone and make a ring together. And, like, we talked about that. And so,
And that was a part of it, too. Like, I mean,
yeah, I would have been like, don't go and be like,
The whole way it came about was, I mean, me and the producers, like, the producers came and they were coming and chatting with me in the room because they were like, I just showed up to the hotel and Christina was
running late. When?
At the Golden Wedding. So I
wait a second now.
Yeah.
Brandon. Basically, you're telling me that you decided the day of the wedding.
No, not the day of the wedding.
Oh, okay.
We got there before. But I was sitting there and I was just chatting with Jason, one of the guys, and I was just like, yeah, like, you know, I'm gonna propose to Christina this year. And I had like this whole I originally had another plan on how I wanted to do it. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna be proposing to her this year, saving up for a ring, saving up for a trip to Italy, because originally I wanted to do it, and like she like
I'm gonna make some people mad with this one too.
Even more mad about
everyone, this. Yeah, this is gonna make people more mad of a different
person. So one of our first FaceTime calls, she said she wants to go to Italy to go put pineapple on pizza,
like bring a can of pineapple like to a really nice, or like, you know, just a pizza place, and then ask, or, you know, just have them watch me just pour it on the pizza.
Yeah, very funny.
Thank you.
So I was saying,
and everyone I tell, they're like, that's, you're gonna get kicked out of the country.
And so I told her, I was like, my original plan, I was telling them, I was like, yeah, like, I'm gonna put a ring in the pineapple can, so when she goes to try to dump the pineapples out, the ring's gonna fall out instead, and then ask her there. So that was my original idea, and they're like, wow, that's so cute. They're like, you're really serious about this, huh? And I'm like, honestly, yeah. Like, after the boating incident, I was like, I understand that time, like, you know, I don't want to live my life, you know, waiting for something that, you know, is, that I know already. You know what I mean? When you know what I mean?
And we were moving. You had all your stuff packed up. We were driving from the wedding to make the move to Nashville. So,
and that was that was one thing that was crazy is I was literally talking to my sister on the way to the Golden Wedding where I was like, you know, one of my things that I felt, you know, I wish I could have done. And the only reason I hadn't done it yet is because, again, I was saving up money and wanting to be able to buy the ring and buy the trip and do it this way. And I was telling her, I was like, yeah, I was like, you know, I want to do this and I feel like this is right. I feel bad about moving in with, like, you know, Blakely and her seeing that, because I would love for her to see that, like, you know, I'm very committed to her mom and it's not just like some new boyfriend moving in. And, you know, I want to be able to have that, you know, make that impression on her, because kids are so impressionable and they looked at their parents and see how their parents' relationships are. And I don't want her to think that I'm just, you know, some dude that's just coming out there just to date her mom. Yeah. Like, that's not. And so I was talking to my sister about that and I was like, and I feel guilty because I was like, I wish I could propose to her right now. Like, I wish I could do that right now. And it's so, and I was like, but I'm limited. You know, I had to just bought in a truck. I, like, you know, my car broke down. So I just bought a truck. So the money I did have went to the truck and I was like, you know, so I can't do it right now. And
then start the new job. Yeah. In between, because I'm moving.
In between two nursing contracts. And so I was like, you know, I have to wait. That's like the smart thing to do. And I was like, just pray for me. And I got, and then literally that night when I was talking to the producers, they're like, well, how about we do this right now?
So you're telling me you did make that decision that day. Like, you knew you were going to propose, but, like, they said we could do it now. And you said,
day before.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. That is so cute and cool. I love it. You guys are so in love. It's so cute.
And also to, like, explain this a little bit. Like, how many times do people get engaged randomly? Like, very often. Like, I have friends who have been on, like, a mountain hike, right? And it's a beautiful moment and, like, everything looks perfect and they get engaged in that moment, kind of unexpectedly. They knew it was coming, knew they both wanted it, but it was kind of unplanned and, like, out of nowhere. Yep. And so it makes sense on how you were like, hey, we're already going to be doing this. Everything's aligning here for this to be, like, the ultimate way for me to propose, and we're going to make it happen. And like you said, you and Gary were friends. It didn't. And Ashley, I talked about this too. It didn't take away from the wedding at all. Like, this was a whole, like, almost felt like a whole separate event, that, like, hour and a half where we all were kind of hanging out. It's a whole separate event. It was very different than the wedding and the after wedding. But you know, this was your moment and 11 million people watched it. Now it kind of takes you then into the planning phase. So we are, I don't even know how long we are removed from the Golden Wedding. Feels like a long time, but it's probably not that long.
Not even been 2 months.
Right, for it?
Yeah. A month and 18 days.
Or something.
Yeah. No, not counting. You had mentioned, Christina, as we kind of close up here, that you, at the beginning of the show, even, you were talking about how you are in the planning phase and talking about what a wedding can look like and how you both want it done. How far along are you? I mean, if urgency and being very, very decisive in your decision-making when it comes to your love story has been kind of the theme, I'm guessing you're pretty far along, but you tell me.
Well, so yes and no and maybe and... All of the above. The reason we're cracking up at that question, I feel like,
is that you're already married.
We have been married for years now. No. we've just been, like, you know, thinking in San Diego, but there's no rush to, like, plan it. But then it's like, I have an event planning company. It was before COVID. I was really doing a lot of engagements and weddings and stuff. And I really haven't been pushing that since. I got a lot going on, but I mean, I've done the weddings, like, you know, and I'm just like, that's a lot. And, like, sometimes that's why I said it was so great that you said you look back at your wedding, Ben, and with joy and it was a great memory and all that. But I'm like, really, there's so many people and I could just, like, run away and we can go get a note to, like, let's go to, you know, we don't have to go to Italy now because, you know, pizza, the pineapple, but, like, let's go somewhere. But then it's like, okay, well, we do want our family there. And Blakely wants to wear a mini version of my dress, she says. And she, she wants to walk out after me. And I'm like, that's just not what's happening. But anyway. I don't know. I could see it. We just have such a big, like,
it was crazy. So
it would have to be huge. And that seems like a lot.
We were sitting down. We started making a guest list. And, like, when we were making our guest list, I mean, we had over 200 people on our guest list.
That was like, that weren't even, like, plus ones or thinking like about, but I really want to invite this person. These were like the have to's. And it was like,
and so
that's not even started, people I want there yet.
And when we started doing that, we were sitting there, we're like, okay, well, maybe not this. And so then we started looking at location weddings and we were thinking like, maybe go and like get a spot and just get an Airbnb with family and like, you know, like 20 people and just get married there and have like a family trip and have that. And then it was funny. The reason why we were laughing though is because last night I literally
right
was just
before
like
we fell asleep.
Right before we fell asleep, I'm like, let's just get married this month. And I was like, let's just go. Let's
we
just
have some people come
like,
in town.
I'm like, we
don't have to tell it now. You know, we won't send them this link to the.
But I was like,
we were like,
when
you
they
know,
come to town.
We won't
my
tell them.
All coming out here just to visit, and I was like, when they come out here, let's just have
their birthday too. Yeah. We're like, sorry,
what's well, my birthday too?
It is, but you know, 2 days before. But it's her 21st. We'd be like, we just have to take the attention away from someone else. You know,
I think it'll clarify itself. I think you guys will figure it out. You have a lot of ideas going on.
Maybe this month, maybe two years.
I mean, it's hard because it's like, I didn't realize how much really is involved in wedding planning. And I can honestly say, I don't think I want to do the big thing, especially since I've been experiencing the social anxiety kind of thing recently. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would actually be able to enjoy it all that much if I had so many people there.
Not on a boat.
Yeah, not on a boat either. But I was like, so I definitely don't think I want to do that anymore. I want it to be small. I just want like our main people, like us, like the main people in our lives that do every day with us. And then maybe just do a big celebration like afterwards. But we want to get married within this next year. I mean, by spring 2025, we plan on being married. And so that's kind of where we're at.
So, I mean, it could be next month and it could be, but you're saying there is an urgency around the two of you getting married.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to waste, I mean, there's not really, we didn't get engaged just to get engaged, you know,
right.
It's like, I we got engaged because like, I want to marry this out of this girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So cute. Okay. I need to know your relationship with, it's Blakely?
Mm-hmm. Blakely, yeah.
Yeah, so her daughter, how old is she?
7, going on 15.
So what's the relationship like? How was it like integrating Brayden into your lives?
So the last boyfriend, like officially boyfriend that I had, I was 17. So she hasn't like really dealt with, you know, mom having like definitely someone moving in the house or anything like that. So I knew it was going to be a little bit, obviously, adjustment period because, you know, that's us all the time. You know, if she's not at school or I'm at work, like it's us all the time, all days. Like we snuggle and she's like, I have to share. Are you snuggling? And, you know, just thinking about those things. But I think like, so they met in October for my birthday. We went out to San Diego. That's the first time they met in person. But like before that, like, you know, we're obviously talking all day long and FaceTime and all that. And so she had met him and talked with them and like would take the phone and then like be drawing and coloring with them. And they were hitting it off. And I mean, as you can imagine, like, you know, we're like kids too. So, I mean, like we just get along, but I think what's so, you know, not that I doubted it at all, but like seeing how we work together and like as a team, like parenting with her, it's been like a really cool, like united front. Cause I'm like, look, here's the thing. Like, I do feel like we have the same kind of, you know, thought, maybe we get there differently, but like, as far as like what kids like limits and rules and, you know, we want the same outcome. Mm-hmm. So let's just be on the same team. Let's not do the whole like having her having to play sides. And so that's been really cool. And she's, you know, so as far as how does she look at him, it's like, you know, I would say the same. And she's calling him Bray Dad now. So
wait, Ray Dad? Bray Dad. Cute.
Yeah. But yeah. No, it's awesome. I mean,
yesterday we had a big day. We went to the park, roller skating. And then he like, I was like, can we please go to Barnes and Noble? And like had went and bought her some books. And then it was just,
we read every night, like every night to go to bed. I mean, at first she hated it because she liked to play on, like watch iPad before she went to bed. And I was like, no, we're reading before we go to bed now. And she's like, what? I don't want to read. And I'm like, nope, that's what we're doing. And so now I'll read her story. As now she actually
so they've bought before, yes. Yeah, but like,
I mean, there were some growing pains when I first moved in because it was like, okay, we're gonna like, you know, I wanted to, you know, encourage the reading. I think that's a big thing. And so, but it was cool. I just see the little wins, and they're starting to accumulate to be bigger wins. And I mean, she comes home like when I get home from work, she'll come and give me a big hug. Mm-hmm. Like she tells me she loves me, and so it's like, I mean, those are things that are huge for me, and it feels really good. I mean, to have a little person that loves you, and so it's pretty awesome. And I love her too. Special. She's awesome.
To close out here, Brayden,
There's a familiar, I don't know if you've heard this, it could be offensive to you, but I'm going to say it anyways, cause it's being said behind your back. There's a familiar term used to describe you from the people that have known you from, The Bachelorette to Paradise, producers, and none of them have been together when they've explained you to me. They call you a golden retriever. That you are just like a golden retriever, that you're loyal.
They call Dean that too.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of similarities to Dean, that you're loyal.
I hit it off at the wedding. Yeah.
The two of them are like very, like the vibe is so similar. It's weird. Like they could be brothers. He seems more like Dean than Dean's brothers.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Knowing that they were going to meet at the wedding, I was like, look, you're going to like this guy, you know, because again, fan of the show. Yeah. I'm like, no, trust me. Yeah. Like, go talk, you got, and then right away they were like, oh, you guys were about to go, like, Athena and I, we, you know, everything was happening, this is before the proposal and, like, you know, all of the shenanigans and dance floor, but you guys were gonna go play Smash Brothers or something. Right. Like, you can't go do that right now. Like, you can't.
Just a golden retriever.
You're gonna pierce his nose or something. It was, yeah, they are unstoppable together. That would be, aww. Yeah, we need to get.
It's a dangerously loving combination of people. I love Dean very much. Braden, Christina, we're very, very excited that you came on the show. Thank you for telling us your story as a couple and then your stories as individuals. And we wish you nothing but the best. Please keep us updated on the wedding plans. Keep us in the loop because we want to check back in. But until that time, we are very thankful you came on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.